When you calculate the total number of wins that the Texans organization has over the last 6 years, they're in the top seven in the NFL. Well, let's hear from the man, general manager and executive vice president Rick Smith, as Drew Doherty catches up with him.
Congrats on the victory. How exciting was that for you as a GM seeing division title number four in the last 6 years come to fruition?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Exciting football game all the way to the very end. To clinch here at home in front of our fans and crowd was a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just the beginning. It's the start, but you really can't accomplish your big goals unless you accomplish the ones on the way. So it was obviously fantastic to do so. Happy for our football team.
No doubt. And before the playoffs happen, you got a game this weekend. What's the challenge and what's the benefit of playing in a contest where you know exactly what's happening the next week as far as the playoffs go?
Well, it's important to go into the playoffs with momentum and playing with confidence. And I think our football team, you know, understands that. That's, you know, we won some games in a row. We understand how important it is to do that. This is a division game, a chance for us to go undefeated in our division, on the road, in their place. Nothing better than going on the road and beating folks in your own division. And so it's an important game for us. Our guys know that, they understand that, and it hopefully will propel us into the playoffs.
And speaking about the Titans, it's a team that has some similarities to the Texans. They run the ball well. They defend the run pretty well. What's the biggest challenge with the Titans in your eyes?
Well, I think you mentioned them. I think, you know, they're a physical football team up front. They like to pound you. They've got two big, you know, physical running backs that we've got to tackle and get on the ground. You know, obviously the quarterback situation was unfortunate for them last week, but they've got a capable backup, a veteran player who knows where to go with the football. And so we've got to make sure that we bring our game, our A game.
What have you seen from Tom Savage? What have you liked?
Well, I like the way that he functions in, you know, pressure situations. He hadn't turned the football over. That's a big key. Balance on offense is something that we talk about all the time. I think we've got a good formula just overall. I think, you know, obviously we've got the number one defense in football now. Our special team units, our coverage units are improving. I think Shane Leckler's having one of the best seasons that he's had in his career. He's doing a fantastic job with field position for us. So I think we've got some good pieces and good, you know, a good formula to win, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring Leckler up because over the last three or four games, he's been consistently putting the bulk of his punts inside the opponent's 20. It's really, I mean, he's always done that throughout his career, but it's really kind of gotten even more magnified, I think, over the last month, hasn't it?
It has, and I think it's a function of a couple of different things. I think he's honed his skills with that particular kick, and he's executing it very well. And I think our gunners and guys are doing a nice job of getting downfield and fielding the football and making sure that it doesn't go into the end zone, and making sure that we are, you know, capitalizing on the field position battle. And that's an important element, like I mentioned again, especially in the playoffs.
What's this last few weeks of December, first week of January like for you guys in the scouting department and the college personnel department as far as evaluating guys that are coming up in the draft?
Well, we had our college scouts in town actually a couple weeks ago, and we actually went over each area scouts top 20 players. And so we have a preliminary board that's set. We'll do that in February just before the combine. But it's really a culmination. And, you know, some guys are working some college bowl games. We obviously had the Texas Bowl here on Wednesday night and had Texas A&M and Kansas State in. So our scouts are deployed across the country, still working on those all-star games, still attending and those evaluative opportunities that we have left. There are not very many of them, but we have some, and they certainly are taking advantage of that.
Last thing, is it fun as a GM just being able to walk down the steps and go out just a few yards to see a game and get some work done?
I tell you what, after all the flights and travel, it's probably the easiest scouting opportunity that I have, and we sure take advantage of it.
All right, thanks a lot. Best of luck this week, and we'll talk to you before the next playoff game.
Sounds good.
You know what goes great with football? Food. Here's our regular weekly HEB segment on what to eat. You're not tailgating at home, but you're going to eat while you watch the game this weekend.